Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Likely what Barabbas was not a simple robber of possessions, that he actually was somewhat of a revolutionary, more than likely. And so Barabbas goes free. Why Barabbas? Maybe you ought to ask, why me? Barabbas was set free, and Jesus goes to the cross. Well, Jesus goes to the cross, and you and I are set free. We're Barabbas. We are guilty. Christ was not. But he willingly went to the cross. And it wasn't simply a Jewish and Roman crowd that said, give us Barabbas. It was the Father. He said to his Son, go to the cross. Save your people. Who are your people? They're sinners. Who are your people? They're Barabbas. We are Barabbas, and Jesus has set us free, not by the whim of a crowd, but by the decree of God's sovereign grace from God the Father. Now what happens next? Well, look with me, if you would, in John chapter 19, and here's what happens next. Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him, and the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up to him saying, Hail, King of the Jews, and struck him with their hands. And Pilate went out again and said to them, See, I'm bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no guilt in him. So Jesus came out wearing the crowns of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, Behold the man. And when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, Crucify him! Crucify him! And Pilate said to them, Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him. And the Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to that law he ought to die because he has made himself to be the Son of God. When Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. He entered into his headquarters again and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you? And Jesus answered him, You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin. Jesus is again before Pilate. The Inquisition takes place. He's been flogged. He's been punished. And obviously, Pilate's thinking, well, this punishment will be enough. And that'll satisfy all of them, and they won't have anything else to say. And they say, no, no, we want his death. And his death by crucifixion, a Roman death, that's what we want. So they cry out for him to crucify him. And Pilate, intrigued, of course, goes to him again, and he asks him, Have you made yourself to be the Son of God? And it says that Pilate was even more afraid. Now, some of that may have to do with the conversation that his wife has been having with him, encouraging him to have nothing to do with this man and be not a part of this effort to put him on that cross. Or it may just be his concerns about an uprising, and he doesn't want to have to answer for an uprising back to Rome because he knows this is a serious issue for the Jewish people whom he looks over. If someone would claim deity, that's blasphemy. But regardless of all of his motivations, he's fearful enough to ask Jesus more questions. And then he says to him, Jesus, he says, Why won't you answer me? I have authority to let you go. And Jesus is making it very clear. You have no authority except what's given to you. Now, folks, there's a whole side issue here. All governmental authority, we respect it because God gives it. All authority in the hands of governors and kings and men like Pilate is derived authority, not intrinsic authority. It's derived authority that is decreed by God. And even something as the most horrendous thing in the world, and that is the delivering over of the Son of God to the cross, is actually under the sovereign hand of God. So when governmental authorities do things, remember, the heart of the king is in the hands of God. He turns it wheresoever he wishes. And even the evil that kings do, God has great and glorious purposes, where he even uses the sin in this world and the sinful direction of men and the hearts of rebellion and treason to accomplish his purposes. I love the way Tolkien said it. He makes catastrophes, eucatastrophes, good catastrophes. Is there anything worse than the Son of God being sent to the cross? Is there anything more glorious than the Son of God upon the cross, where he saves us from our sins? And the love of God meets the holiness of God, by the grace of God, to save sinners to the glory of God. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.